We're live from the stand on EAA Radio. And we're here with Kristen Hill. And Kristen is an aviation artist, and she will be talking about how she got involved in aviation art, and also where you can find her her artwork here at AirVenture. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Mike Goulian about the Red Bull Air Races, and also about the wonderful restoration of a one-of-a-kind Lockheed 17, which is on display here at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2014. And Kristen Hill is joining us again, and she specializes in aviation art, but concentrating on the fine art aspect of aviation art. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Steve. It's so nice to see you again.
Yes. And how did you become involved in aviation?
I grew up in aviation. My father was a fixed base operator in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he was a Piper dealer, a Texaco dealer. My first flight was at 2 months of age, so it was always a normal part of my life.
Just being in and around airplanes?
Yes.
All right. And your formal training is in fine art, correct?
It is. I have a liberal arts education, but with a fine arts major. And when I graduated from college, I merged the aviation life that I had with the art that I loved.
Okay. And how does the aviation aspect work into your paintings?
For me, it's really the fascination of flight and the history. The more years that I learn, the more I enjoy the history of it, and of course the people and the dynamics of everything that people. You come to EAA, to Oshkosh, everywhere you go, there's so much dynamic energy with the aviation people. But the beauty of flight was really part of it, because I would be in the plane for hours on end, mm-hmm. and be in those skies and see them and love them. And for me, I really enjoy the realistic part of the aircraft, to represent those realistically, the engineering, the aerodynamics, all of that type of thing. But as an artist, it's the light, it's the essence of what's happening in flight, and the skies. The skies are abstract, really, and I can use those abstract shapes with my realistic shapes, even though the sky looks realistic, and to use it as an artistic tool, and the lighting, and all the energy, and the view you choose in an aircraft defines an energy and a mood. So it's to get a feeling and an essence into a painting. When I do custom commission work, I talk to the people and ask them what they love about flying, what really matters the most to them. And when a person wants to have a painting, they want to hold on to that when the plane's gone, to share it with family, to share it with friends. And I have so many people who stop back and talk to me at my exhibit. I've exhibited here for 37 years. And they say how much they have enjoyed the artwork that's on their walls. One gentleman said that he has it so that he sees it the first thing when he gets up in the morning. Another gentleman, a piece of art, said he has it in his office, and when the day is not going well, he closes his door, he puts his feet up on his desk, and he looks at that painting. And it takes him into a different perspective of everything. So a painting is more than a photograph or an image of something. It's an embodiment of so many things. And when it's a custom commission work, my goal is to communicate that with the individual and put that onto a canvas that is valuable to many people for decades and decades on end, maybe as a family heirloom, but in so many different ways. And it has such handwork that goes into it. It's not a quick photograph. It has handwork and special things that go into it that I can do that. A photographer gets one chance, or he may, with a fast drive, he gets several, but he's still so limited. And I can bring so many elements into a painting to make an image that contains more and communicates more.
Right. We're talking with Kristen Hill, aviation artist. She's here, as she said, 37 years of exhibiting at Oshkosh. You're in Hangar A, booth 1158, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Now, I can tell, as you're talking about creating aviation artwork, you have a very passionate demeanor about how you do it. But it's more than just that. I mean, you do a lot of research into the different aircraft and scenes that you portray.
Each aircraft is very individual, as far as I'm concerned, and I think just about everybody on this field mm-hmm. understands that. My experience in aircraft has been quite broad by now, having grown up with aviation, but also since 1980, I've been part of the Air Force Art Program. and that has allowed me to participate and actually go and fly in Air Force aircraft. The quality of my artwork, they welcome me to do that right away. So over these years, I've had quite a variety of experiences, firsthand experiences. The painting that I create from the experience is donated to the Air Force and the art program, so into the Air Force art collection. And at this time, I have 13 paintings hanging at the Pentagon.
Wow.
And they have been in Chief of Staff of the Air Force offices, Secretary of the Air Force office, and I think the Undersecretary of the Air Force.
Wow. So is the Air Force art program, has it been going on a very long time?
It has. It's been going on since the 50s.
Really?
And it is a very important part of our history, because they bring in artists who document what is going on in the Air Force. Frequently, it's what's happening on the ground. Some people are able to have flights and see what's going on with that. But it is acknowledging everyone in the Air Force and the contributions that they make, how important they are. For me, some of the artists who have been brought in are with the Society of Illustrators. It was initially formed around that, so they're very good with figures. So that is really excellent to have those people working on the ground. For me, my preference is with the aircraft and in the skies. I've had quite a few different flights through the years. In 1980, my first flight was in a C-5, and different flights that I've had since then would have been in an A-37, an A-7. That was my first fighter flight. Okay. And also I was in the tanker, the KC-135, when the A-7s were doing their... Okay.
Yeah, we've got a couple of your artwork pieces that are coming up on the big screens. For those of you who are in the audience, you can see some of the examples of Kristen's artwork. Is there a favorite airplane that you have?
At this time...
That's always a loaded question for pilots, I know.
Yeah. Well, for me, at this time, I like so many, and I love the biplanes. My father had a Myers OTW in addition to the family Comanche. But as time has gone on, I'm in the Air Force Air Program. I've also had an F-4 flight, but I, a few years ago, had a U-2 high-altitude flight. And so that has become my aircraft of fascination and great interest, and quite a few paintings that I've made of it. But the U-2 and the SR-71 community, I enjoy the people tremendously. And I feel very fortunate to be able to be working with them. I actually have some guest authors and VIP people at my booth throughout the week. There's a posted schedule for that on my website and also at my booth. I'll have Gary Powers Jr. there. He will come to my booth after, I think, each of his presentations that he's doing with EAA about his father, Gary Powers. I will have Gail Peck, who wrote the America's Secret MiG Squadron. And William Brad O'Connor, who is an F-117 pilot, who wrote the book Stealth Fighter, A Year in the Life of a F-117 Pilot. And I will also have General Pat Halloran, who probably those of you who enjoy that community know well. He also has built a Lance Air and has been part of Oshkosh. I've known him for 35 years, and from the Fleabob community. He will be at my booth at different times, and also John Huggy Huggins will be at my booth. In fact, Huggy will be at the booth 12:30 to 1:30 today. He just arrived last night, I believe, and he will be at the booth 12:30 to 1:30. These people will be there. Three of them are authors. The U-2 pilots have signed the very special prints that I have that I've done for the U-2 community, the 50th anniversary. Actually, they're for the Air Force Art Program, and they are there as well. So as much as I do all types of aircraft, and I do have a representation, whether it's the P-51, there's a beautiful P-51 commission painting and print there. But the emphasis also is on the U-2 and SR-71 community right now.
Right.
But I love biplanes. I love everything. I love the vintage planes and the history. I do a great deal of research on the history and also the technical parts of the aircraft. They have to be accurate.
Right. And again, being able to combine a passion for flying with actually making a living has got to be a wonderful way to, you know, to make a living. So in, I would think that with you and the research that you've done and the art program and things, you've met some wonderful folks and probably some lifelong friendships have been created through your artwork.
I have. And actually, that's one of the reasons why 37 years I've come to Oshkosh, because so many of the people here are so interesting to go. I look at them and think of all the knowledge and experience that is walking around on this field, and people are sharing it with each other.
Yeah. And that's the, of course, our founder, Paul Kobarezny, always said it's the airplanes that bring us together.
Yes.
And the people who keep us coming back. And that's
yes.
it, very true for you, I
yes.
can tell. So, again, you are in Hangar A, correct?
Hangar A, booth 1158. It is in the tower, and it's the built the exhibit building nearest the control tower of the four big exhibit buildings, and I am in that corner section nearest the control tower.
All right.
That usually makes it easy for people.
Good. And for those listening at home, if they'd like to see your artwork online, what's the website address?
There are two addresses now that you can do. KristinHillArtist.com, KristinHillL. And also, I just started HillAviationArt.com. So that I would have a web page here for the speakers.
Excellent, excellent. And again, yeah, we have some wonderful speakers at your booth, and they'll be there throughout the week. And we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to share with us on the stand and also on EIA Radio. Kristin Hill joining us this morning. And from the stand, I'm Steve Buss, and this is EIA Radio.